Hi, Marty Lurie here with my post-game partner, and that is George Contos, who's now active with the San Francisco Giants. Georgie, this road trip coming up, it starts in Colorado. I say Coors Field, Colorado. To you, a pitcher, what does it mean when I say it?
Liftoff. Yeah, it's one of those places where you really have to focus on keeping the ball down the zone, movement. If you're going to throw a breaking ball, you better make sure that it's lower than the bottom of the strike zone. Just because of the atmosphere there. Once the ball goes in the air, a lot of times it doesn't come back down in the ballpark. So you just kind of be a little bit more fine-tuned with where you're going to be throwing the ball.
Mark Wohlers told me years ago, he said, when I pitched in Coors Field, it was okay, but then the next week it bothered me because it took something out of him. Is that true?
You know, from what I've been told the past few years, it takes, 5-6 days for your body to adjust just to the altitude. Okay. And then when you ask the same from your body with less oxygen, your body's working a little bit harder to produce the same results. So I think it does take a little bit more out of your body. I think they do a good job of helping us prepare there. The conditioning is a little bit lessened so we can focus all of our energy on the ball game. Okay. So instead of doing longer runs or pulls or whatever, we'll usually just do some quick sprint work, some fast twitch work. Just to can save some energy, but as far as staying hydrated and getting good sleep, the first couple nights that we're usually in Colorado, I have a hard time sleeping through the night. I think just because of the difference in the oxygen levels, I'll wake up 2-3 times. I don't quite get that deep sleep that I normally do. So it's one of those things where once you go in there, you want to try and stay hydrated. You want to try and conserve as much energy as you can, especially if you're going to be used 2 or 3 times in the series.
Nice area of the country, though, and you guys have a day off coming into Colorado, and plans on a day off?
No, nothing. Usually the off days are spent just kind of lounging around, maybe catch a movie, go to the mall, walk around a little bit, nothing too strenuous, just kind of give a little bit of a mental breather coming off of however many games in a row we've played. But for the most part, just kind of lounge around, take a nice day off, and get ready for the 10 games we have to come.
Yeah, let me look around your locker. Oh, you have your fly fishing rod here.
No, that definitely not. That has happened before, though. Some guys in San Diego, I know, go fishing on the off day, get up early and go fishing and be done by 10 or 11 o'clock. But Colorado, I don't think, is one of those places.
let me switch over here to your seat so Derek Law can get dressed here. All right, now we've moved on the trip. Now we're into Atlanta and the end of that ballpark.
Yeah, I haven't really given too much thought about that, but the one thing I have seen on SportsCenter or MLB Network at night is they have that countdown in left field where I think they have someone close or famous to the organization pull down the number every day. So, it'll be nice to go in there. Hopefully we can continue to stay hot and have a good road trip even through Atlanta.
Well, you won't be that hot because it's not the middle of summer. You've been there in the middle of summer.
Oh, geez, last year we went there in the beginning of August, and I think it was 98 to 100 every day with 100% humidity, so that was a tough place to play. But I think it's even 85 degrees in Chicago right now, so it's warming up pretty quick around the country from what I understand.
Yeah, the ivy is in.
Yeah, the ivy's always, it's always good when the ivy's in.
Yeah. All right, but how's the ball travel in this park? The old Turner Field was the launching pad. What about this one? This is a big park.
It's a big park. I think it plays pretty fair. If you execute your pitches, and even if a guy puts a good swing on a good pitch, usually you're not going to get in trouble there. But if a hitter gets a hold of a pitch that you leave middle, it's going to go out. It doesn't matter what the ballpark is. Yeah. So you usually can avoid what we call cheapy home runs. No home runs, a cheapy home run because you got to get it enough. But if you can avoid that solid contact in that ballpark, usually the ball's going to stay in the yard.
All right, George Contos with us. Now we've moved on. St. Louis. Now we're getting back to your neck of the woods here. Great city, good food. What do you do there?
Whew, for me, there's not too much to do. I usually have family or somebody that I know make the drive down from Chicago and hang out for a couple of days. But I'll tell you what, playing in St. Louis is I don't want to call it an intimidating ballpark, but it's one of the more fun, atmosphered ballparks that we pitch at or that we play at. I remember being on the mound there a few times. You look around, and you feel like the fans can reach out and grab you because they're right on top of you because the stadium goes straight up instead of back. So it's definitely a great place to play. It's always an interesting series and a fun series when we go there. So it'll be a good city to finish that roadie on.
Yeah, I was saying to Corey Guerin, I see Matt Adams in his future or Grichuk in his future.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if he can keep riding that sinker in on guys and that late movement, he'll be all right in any ballpark that we play in.
Well, those guys hit pinch-hit home runs. I was telling the guys today, I mean, you look up the pinch-hit home runs, they have more than some teams have home runs right now.
Just those two guys?
Well, the whole team, they've got, I think, 9 or 10 pinch-hit home runs. I'm not sure Atlanta's gotten there yet.
That's just that. You're just picking on the Braves here, Marty. But, no, yeah, it's a very talented team, and we've seen them over the past 5, 6 years and even further past than that. You know, they come to play every year. They always have a good ball club. They're always competitive. You know, even in the NL Central, they may be, you know, a few games behind the Cubs or whatnot now, but at the end of the year, they're going to be right there making a push for it like they have been the last, you know, decade, it seems like. So they're a good ball club, and you can never really discount the Cardinals because they can sneak up and bite you pretty much any game.
All right, feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling very good. Have had a little bit of some poor luck in my favor the past couple of days, but I'm feeling very close to where I was before I went on the DL. Health-wise, I feel great. My ball's moving. I'm locating the ball well. You know, hopefully those things that aren't going my way will start falling my way.
All right, George, have a great trip. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that's George Contos. We want him back on the radio. All right, more coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.